This is Veterans Voices with Kevin Berger, memories and stories of Minnesota's Vietnam veterans.
Today, people walk up to me and say, thank you for your service. Back when I came home from Vietnam, they gave me a mean look.
It's been 50 years, but many Vietnam veterans still feel the pain of the indifference or downright hostility directed their way for their role in the unpopular war.
You know, when we came home, there was nobody to greet us. When we left, there was nobody to say goodbye.
The old pain of no parades revisited some Vietnam vets in recent years. Former Navy CB Michael Medina.
When they brought home the Iraqi veterans, and they were getting all this cheering, and they were having all these big parties, send them off. I actually cried. I mean, it was hurtful. I'm glad they did it because they didn't do it for us, but it was hurtful.
During his service, veteran Tom Diamond recalls private conversations about the painful alienation.
In the service, that's all you talked about. You get outside. Nobody wanted to talk about it.
He feels it still when he sees how servicemen and women on active duty are regarded today.
The country pays great attention to service members, and that rightfully so. But that just points out or exacerbates that inequality of treatment. It's kind of like, okay, what about us? And so that it's just that tension that's there.
Veterans Voices Vietnam is produced by Ambers in partnership with the Minnesota Humanities Center and support from the state of Minnesota. Online at ambers.org.